Welcome to Got Invention Radio. I'm your host, Brian Fried, and my guest today is Jeremy Andrews. He's the founder of Smart Money Entrepreneurs in New York City. Welcome to our show, Jeremy. How you doing?
Hey, Brian. Thank you. Excellent. Thanks for asking.
So,
excited to be here.
Well, you've been on our show in the past, and I actually had the opportunity of attending your last event last year in 2012. So, Jeremy, for those of us who are just brand new to listening to you and finding out a little bit more about you, if you don't mind sharing who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. So, as Brian said, my name is Jeremy Andrews. I'm the founder of a technology company called Smart Money Entrepreneurs, which, if anyone's familiar with crowdfunding, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, we're a new crowdfunding company, and we're actually going to release our platform this December at our event, so it's an exciting time. To give you an idea, last year's event was called How to Get Funding from a Shark, and it was the most successful oversold event on the East Coast. It's a one-day event where entrepreneurs, investors, and industry professionals come together in the startup industry. And, you know, it's a mix of online sessions, media sessions, and questions asking investors like Damon John from ABC show Shark Tank last year about how to get funding, how to promote their business, how to actually take their business to the next level. So it's a great time, you know, last year in 2012. We're doing it again this year, December 3rd, 2013, from 6 to 10. And so it looks to be a really exciting event.
So last year, besides Damon John, there were other speakers that you had, and they were focused on actually role modeling out how to ask a shark for money, what it entails to actually raise money, the different parts of the process, which I found very, very interesting. I was sitting right in the front row. What is coming up this year?
Absolutely. So what you're referring to is actually the investor versus CEO battle, where a real investor who is part of an angel group or a venture capital firm will battle and negotiate what's called a term sheet for an investor. So a term sheet essentially just says, what are the terms of a deal? I give you money. What are the terms that I'm getting in return for the capital investment? So I think that was what took place last year. That will actually take place then again this year. Different sharks. One of the sharks who was not there last year is called Brad. Brad is the co-founder of General Partners at High Peaks. He's been a venture investor since the bubble days in the 1990s. He started his investing career with Berkshire Capital and Village Ventures, and he was a strategy consultant with a company called The Monitor Group. So he has tremendous investment experience, and he'll be one of the sharks in that CEO versus investor battle that took place last year. This year is a little bit different. We have a lot more sharks, which is great, so a lot more variety. We have one of my good friends, Carlos Funes, who's a award-winning filmmaker from El Salvador. He's now in New York, and he's actually just successfully raised $2 million for his new feature film. So that experience from the filmmaking side of things is going to be really insightful. There are going to be a lot of artists and people from the industry, you know, attending there. Also, one of the great speakers is Trace Cohen. He launched a company called Launch It, and Launch It is a self-publishing platform for PR professionals, agencies, and brands to launch and socialize everything new, and it's something that's disrupting the current PR landscape. So again, just a different side. You have filmmaking, you have PR, then you have my friend Linda Garb, who's the senior vice president of Citigroup. She runs the entire global marketing for Citigroup. So if you look at the perspective of a large organization, right, you just got funding for your startup or your company. You just got the VC funding. They just wrote you a check. Now what do you do with the money? How do you spend it on marketing? How do you spend it on digital advertising? For this event, we really want to get a variety of speakers to kind of better assess the entire landscape for startups. You know, sometimes startups are not looking for capital. They may already be in business. They already may have sold their invention, or they already may have been in the works for a long time and have the capital they need. Now how do they take that to the next level? So really, it's a variety of different resources and different speakers' experiences that can help an entrepreneur in any stage of their business, not just against startup, to, you know, get to the next level. So those are just some variety of speakers that will be attending the event. And we're really excited about bringing it to the crowd this year.
Well, it sounds like you have a great lineup of speakers and activities that are going on. So as part of the agenda, you mentioned that there's going to be that CEO versus investor, CEO versus
investor battle. Yep,
investor
correct.
Battle. And Brad's Sverluga from High Peaks.
Yep, that's correct. Sverluga from High Peaks.
He's going to be one of those people. Who else is going to be on that? And then what other events are happening as part of overall what you're serving there?
Absolutely. So one of the things besides Brad, it's going to be Brad, Randy, and Dane Axton. Randy Adler was there last year. He's kind of the moderator. He's a managing partner at his own law firm. It's one of the New York's premier boutique law firms for startups and emerging companies. He focuses on corporate and strategic matters mostly. Dane Atkinson is actually a serial entrepreneur, and he runs a company called Sumall. He's been around for 15 years and has led various firms on the technology and marketing side. And he'll be the other shark. So there'll be three sharks. One's the moderator, Randy. Then you have Dane Atkinson, who will serve as the CEO. He is the CEO of his real company. And you'll have Brad, who is a real investor, serving as the investor in the mock negotiation. So Brad and Dane will essentially negotiate a deal, right? A deal in terms of investing in the company versus providing the terms that an investor wants versus what the CEO of the company wants to give up. So it's really going to be a really exciting dynamic opportunity. And what we're trying to do this year is really get a sense of what happens in those behind closed doors negotiations that most people don't really get to see. Even if you're an entrepreneur going for funding, it's really good knowledge to have going into any investor so you can be better prepared for your pitch.
Very interesting.
Now, the second part of the – go ahead. Go ahead, Brad.
No, go ahead. Please continue.
No, to say the second part, you had mentioned the other parts of this event. After that event or after that section of the program, we're actually going to showcase our demo, our platform. And I think one of the things for people who have not seen our platform before is that it's not like a traditional platform like a Kickstarter or Indiegogo. What SME – Smart Money Entrepreneurs is doing is actually providing real-time tools for investors to track the campaign. So if you just take a case scenario, you have a Kickstarter campaign or you have another crowdfunding campaign where you give the money, the campaign is successfully funded, normally the backers get the money and they use it and hopefully you get your product or your investment in your business, sometime down the line. We realize that there's a gap in connection being that some people really want to track what's going on with the money just for transparency purposes, because if anyone's familiar with the industry, some of the campaigns, unfortunately, have not come to fruition. The backers have not been able to produce, and we provide the opportunity for the crowdfunders who are giving over the money to track exactly where the money's going as it's being used for the product or the service. So it's a really innovative solution, and I think people will see this at the event for the first time. We'll kind of, hopefully take a a wild look at what we're doing in the industry.
Well, that sounds super. Are you able to share the website, or is that going to be launched at the event? And
at the event, it's we're currently kind of figuring out the last parts of the system, but it will be at the event. It'll be at the normal URL, sme.vc. Right now, of course, is the event page. But when the event takes place, people will be able to go to the SME.VC and use the platform accordingly.
Got it. Jeremy, when we say inventors, right, this is Got Invention Radio.
Yes.
Inventors can be people that start new businesses as well as products. What type of people should attend your event?
In reality, it's everyone who has a new idea, because if you look at invention, innovation, you're creating something new. And a lot of times when you look at the model of traditional business, you say, okay, I'm opening up a storefront or something. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's not innovative. Innovation can come from anywhere. It's really about creating something that's better than what already exists in the marketplace. So an invention, a new business, the idea is to create something that's new, invent something new, invent a new process, a new way of doing things, a new way of doing business. All those serve as inventions in terms of creating a innovation that has not been seen before in a marketplace. So in general, it really is a wide variety of individuals that really would do well by attending the event.
Okay, and these are people that are there to gather information or to actually connect up with the speakers?
Yes, both actually. And the gather information is great, and I think that, you know, you can gather a lot of information from conferences like this and resources and other things, but really it's the networking capacity. One of the, just to give an example, one of our photographers who was at the event, he shot the event last year, actually got to do additional work with Damon John from ABC show Shark Tank following the event. So it's really about the networking opportunities because, as anyone knows, in business, it's still, with all this social media and, you know, online, it's still about face-to-face and building that personal relationship. So it's a great opportunity to do so. And many of the investors who are going to be there, and I'm not even speaking on the panel, but just be there in attendance, are there to look for new ideas, new innovations, new products, new services. And that's really the value that, as whether you're an inventor, entrepreneur, or business owner, coming to the event will serve.
Excellent. And I have to say that I had a great experience with networking there. Not only did last year did I have a chance to meet and speak with Damon John and your panelists, they were fantastic, and I got a chance to spend some time with you. But just overall, the audience, it was unbelievable. I mean, it was fantastic. There were people that had new products, new services. They had they were in all different forms of businesses that were going on there. And I really bumped into so many people and made so many connections there that it's just, it was unbelievable. And I'm sure that the same will happen this year as well.
Absolutely. And that's why I want, you know, one of the things that people can attend the event, the networking session, which occurs from the beginning, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., that I feel is a big part of this event because you really get to network, really get to connect with, you know, like you said, other people, not only the panelists, but people who may have great businesses, great ideas, and building potential partnerships. So it's something that I definitely recommend, you know, attending as well.
Super. So, Jeremy, tell us what else we need to know about signing up and what to expect when we get there.
Absolutely. So the first thing, to sign up, you can either go to two places. One of the places is theshark.sme.vc, which is our main event page URL. Again, it's theshark.sme.vc. You can go and sign up. There's a ticket link there, and you'll pay for the tickets on Eventbrite. The other URL, if you want to go to the tickets directly, is theshark.eventbrite.com. And if anyone doesn't know how to spell Eventbrite, it's EventBrite.com. And either one of those URLs, you can go to sign up, purchase the tickets. More information is there available about all of the speakers in terms of what the agenda will be, the times, and it's going to be an amazing event. I think that, you know, if you have any questions, of course, Brian knows I'm easily reachable via phone or email or Twitter. Any one of the URLs, as I mentioned, can allow you to contact us directly.
Well, I have a question. I usually ask to hook up our GotInvention listeners. So for those who are listening to this prior to your event and they wanted to sign up and go, again, it's in New York City, December 3rd, 2013. If you could just provide the address again and the website. But how can our listeners receive a discount?
Absolutely. So we're going to include a special discount specifically for the GotInvention listeners that will just you know, for the listeners, the two codes. And I don't know, Brian, do you want me to send you by email, or I can say it over the...
Yes, say it over. That's great.
Great. Okay, so the two URLs, the discount codes. One, if you're going to attend the event, the two types of tickets. So if you're going to attend just the event only, like I said, the networking part is essential. So there's two different types of tickets, one for networking and the event, and then one just for the event. So if you're going to you know, type in the discount code, it'll be Invention Sharks G. G for the gold tickets, and Invention Sharks P for the platinum tickets. Again, the platinum tickets give you the whole exclusive access, and the discounts for those, the gold tickets are 50% off for the Got Invention listeners only, and the platinum tickets are 45% off for the Got Invention listeners only. So I think they're great, you know, great value, because at the end of the day, we really just want people to attend and, you know, build the network, build the resources that they need, and connect with the community of investors and entrepreneurs.
Excellent. And what we'll do is we'll also add the URL to a banner that our Got Invention listeners can click on and get that discount. Thank you very much for that, Jeremy.
My pleasure. I definitely thank you, Brian.
So, Jeremy, you've been involved with inventors, entrepreneurs, all different aspects of small businesses, medium, large businesses. For those people that are listening, no matter what stage of their invention process they're in, business development process or of expansion, or just any stage of business or innovation or invention, what are some final words of wisdom that you can give to us, Jeremy, as we're building and growing?
Absolutely. One of the biggest things is perseverance, and I think, you know, staying the course. There's so many opportunities out there to give up, and I say that, you know, with an eye towards the future, meaning that, you know, if you take two entrepreneurs who have great inventions, it's going to be the entrepreneur who, you know, stays the course and perseveres and doesn't give up on their idea, because at the end of the day, you know, great ideas are worth holding on to no matter how hard the journey is. And I think as a business, you know, you're going to have, you know, setbacks or trials, but I think the investors that are going to look at your business, you as an inventor, you as an entrepreneur, say, does this person really have what it takes and is going to stay the course, not give up when times get tough? That's the person I want to invest in. That's the person that I want to, you know, give my capital to grow, because I know at the end of the day, they're going to persevere. So that's the one thing I believe of all the, you know, recommendations that I usually give out to entrepreneurs and investors, to keep persevering even when it looks grim, because at the same time, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, thank you for that, Jeremy. It was a great event last year. This year coming up, December 3rd, 2013, we have Jeremy Andrews, the founder of Smart Money Entrepreneurs, running great events, launching a new crowdfunding initiative coming up on December 3rd. We're all looking forward to that. Jeremy, one more time, if you could give us the web address, please, of how we can sign up.
Absolutely. So the two web addresses are theshark.sme.vc or theshark.eventbrite.com. And Eventbrite is EventBrite.com.
And there you could take a look at last year's event. There's some photos and video, and this year you could see all the speakers and the different activities that are going on. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us on Got Invention Radio. We look forward to your launch and your event. I'm looking forward to being there as well. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brian. My pleasure.
And everybody on Got Invention Radio, thank you so much for listening. Hope to see you at the event. Until then, keep on inventing, keep your innovation going, and speak soon. Thanks.